you got here into this physical body, that if this environment inspired you, as it constantly does, to a new idea of what you want, that in the moment of that inspiration and asking, that the resources that create worlds would flow energetically, vibrationally, to you and through you for the creation of this thing that you, in your wise physical human perspective, have carved out as your creation. Every desire, every impulse of preference is a carving out of creation. Now, from your physical format, sometimes you forget that because you see yourselves, you are such full-blown, beautiful manifestations of energy that you see yourself as this flesh, blood, bone being, and you see all of the resources around you as physical stuff. And in your physical interpretation of your life, you forget that you are vibration first and foremost. You forget that you are energy. You forget that you are God force. You forget that you are consciousness who has no limit to that which you can conjure vibrationally and therefore manifest materially. You forget that. And so often, as you look around at the resources that have been created, you say, well, here they are and this is it. In my little corner of the world, this is the stuff that has been created, and therefore now we must take these resources and we must divvy them out proportionately, or we must be fair about their distribution, or we must be careful with them because they are limited. And we say, not true at all. There is no limitation even to that which you call physical material, because everything that you know as physical material is an extension of the thought that is produced by you as you explore the variety. Do you see that you are the leading edge of thought? Do you see that the source energy part of you still remains non-physically focused, and that you have come forth as an extension of that in order to explain and explore and talk to one another about and measure and conclude and prefer and divine your point of view of your personal preference? And when that happens, the beginning point of creation happens again. The beginning point of a new creation happens again. And that's why we can say to you unequivocally that there is no such thing as lack in an eternal universe. And there is no such thing as shortage in your personal environment, because you can't want it without source and resources delivering it. But you can, in your human form, get crossways of the abundance. You can develop a lack consciousness where you practice and hold yourself steadily in a vibration that deprives you personally of the resources that were set into motion before you got here and have been expanding on your behalf ever since. So what we want you to get a sense of as we are playing together in these days that we are together, we want you to return, if it is your desire, and surely it must be, for nothing else could be acceptable. We want you to return to your natural state of knowledge of who you are. We want you to remember that you came forth into this physical body and time-space reality not to make up for deficiencies and not to save the world. You did not come forth to fix things that are broken. You came forth into what you saw as the most magnificent platform of variety that you knew would inspire you personally to new desires. And you knew that when the desire flows and source gets wind of it, which it does immediately, that the wind of source flowing through you is the intoxicating sensation of joyful living. That's what you came for. You came for the adventure of the new idea and the sensation of the new idea flowing through you to its manifestation. You said, I'll have my finger on the pulse of all of it. You said, the environment will inspire me, and at first it will just be an idea, but as I hold steady to the idea, I will get to witness firsthand and feel the thrill of source energy